Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. Some years ago at Christmas, I went to a poetry workshop at a local church taught by one of the poetry professors from UVA. And she had pulled out papers from a particular book. And I don't remember now if she photocopied the same one for all of us or if we all had different ones. But she said, we're going to do an erasure where you erase certain words or block them out and you keep what's left, what speaks to you, and it makes its own form of poem. And then if here's a collection of scraps of paper and feathers and all these different things. And so this becomes, then you're going to make a collage after you've finished your erasure. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is a form of art that I could totally do because I love words and I'm reasonably decisive. And so to go and find, like, these are the things that speak to me, let me arrange them. And so I was doing that. And at one point the professor walked by and she was like, oh, this is clearly a woman who knows her own mind or something like that. Like, oh, you have really taken to this exercise very deeply. And so that was in itself, it was beautiful. There was probably a little bit of grief, like, if this is the level, the caliber of professors at top tier schools, what did I do with my life for my own college education? But I digress. So once I got home, I thought, Lord, that was so satisfying. Can I do that in another way? And I thought, well, there are particular chapters in the Bible that use the word beloved, which is what Amy means. And so I thought, I'm going to just do an art project where I take all of the chapters with that word, and I have to use the word. I can't get rid of the word beloved, but I can use that word and then create an erasure and then do collages from the scraps of paper. And at the time, I was still going through children's book catalogs in order to figure out what I wanted for Sunlight. And I had a massive collection of art reproductions from various, I guess, probably product samples over the years. As a English and art history major, the history, art, sorry, English and humanities art major, the humanities includes art, music, and world literature. And so art history has always been a big deal for me. So I had all of these little scraps of paper, and I started with this project and I was so excited. The problem though is that trying to figure out which chapters or verses you want from the Word of God can be a little bit overwhelming, and the Word is so precious. And yet I still felt like, no, the Lord is in this project. It's beautiful in its own way. And yet where the original erasure that I did created something that was completely different than whatever the extant text had said, when I would do an erasure, it was kind of like, you could still pretty much understand what the chapter was about because I just didn't want to get rid of a whole lot. And I think that that's okay. I was talking to Lord about it more recently and he just kind of chuckled and was like, why do you think it's a problem that you don't want to get rid of the word? But anyway, I had made it about halfway through the number of chapters and then I just got tired of it. Like, is this even something I should be spending my time with? Let me just be done. And so I set it aside. And yet, I didn't throw it away. I didn't throw away any of my scraps of paper. I didn't throw away the book. And so when I discovered it again, about, in January probably of 2024, I hadn't worked on it in probably 7 years, thereabouts, 6 or 7 years. And yet, when I looked through it, I thought, I just still love this. It makes me so happy. And so I went ahead and decided I would do my best to just finish this off. And if it wasn't the same exactly, like the font size was different or the printing or whatever, it's okay. And so I did finish it March 10th, 2024. And I felt like, oh, Lord, I just even want to hand this to you as an offering. Like, thank you for the idea. Thank you for permission to play with beautiful pieces of paper and artwork. Thank you for the interplay of words and text, which is something that for me is so precious. and a form of art that I can actually do, because drawing is not my forte, but I can assemble pretty pieces of paper in different collections and such. And glue sticks. I mean, how fun is that? And so I finished it. And then as I was reflecting on it later, I was like, Lord, it's not perfect. You know, like in retrospect, you're like, oh, I could have had an initial page where I just talked about what this was, and then you turn the page and begin. Maybe that would have been nicer. Or, oh, I wish I could write without any bloopers so that there weren't any little scratches out. And, you know, maybe I could have printed this particular chapter in a different font or something. And the Lord said, wait, sorry, so were you trying to do this perfectly? And so I think there's a part two where there's just an exercise in saying, sometimes we just do things, even if they're imperfect, because they give joy to our heart. And the Lord is like, yeah, that gives joy to my heart too. Let's all be joyful together. It's not an easy lesson sometimes to say it's okay if it's not perfect. Whew. So Lord, I want to give you not only my beloved book, as much as I like it, it's yours. Lord, I give you my life, which I suppose is a different kind of beloved book. And it too is imperfect. It too has things that are not as I may wish them to be. I think about this podcast and how I said a English major. And I was like, nope, it should be an English major. Except I was going to say a humanities major. And anyway, Lord, so even with the speech, it's not perfect. My stories aren't perfect. Oh, and yet, Lord, you still use it. You still love it. So I just say thank you that you, as the perfect God, come and live among us, imperfect people. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.